Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here live at the First Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference line. And come and join us as we go back into Tuesday edition of what the Lord is doing. God bless you. We love you all, family.
And I hear those say that they be on mute and can't come off, and we apologize for that, and we're trying to rectify that situation because the line only takes so many. And you've heard how many is on here, on just joining in now. So we're praising God for everyone on the prayer line this morning, on the blog line. And I think I can almost hear a couple of more prayer requests, a praise report. So I need two more people to give me a praise report before we turn
praise
it back over to
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Jonathan from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I would just like to tell Pastor Jonathan, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Mm. And I would just like to say anything that you set your heart to do, and God is in it, there's nothing too hard for him. So I'm trying to encourage you to keep going.
Amen.
No matter what people say or how they feel, there's nothing that you want to do for God is too hard.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. All right. One more prayer. Praise report. One more.
Sister Lucille.
Bless you.
I just want to thank the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, Dr. Piper. I just woke up. I woke up and looked at my clock, and it was 6:30, and I jumped up and got on this prayer line. Because if I don't get on the prayer line in the morning, it's not going to go right.
You have quite a bit of feedback, Sister Lucille. There's some feedback, and it's hard to understand. But
oh, well, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning.
Amen.
And I looked at the clock this morning. It was 6:30. My day don't go right when I don't get on this prayer line. I just thank the Lord for this prayer line, and I ask the saints to continue to pray for me.
Amen. Praise God. And we hope to hear the children on tonight. I told them I would be expecting them. So we just praise God. If you have children, grandchildren, you know the summer is out. It's not school days anymore. So if you can get them on here by any shape, form, or fashion, please do so. Alert them of all the complications that can go on with two or three lines open in the background, because we don't have that announcement on the children's children line. But there is a lot of feedback if there's more than one phone open in one area. So we thank God for that. Thank God for the convention once again. It has actually taken my spirit to another level in the Lord, and I just, hallelujah, I can just bless the Lord at all times. And his praises are continuously in my mouth. And I'm praising God for another day's journey, another convention that he allowed to be successful in him. Thanking God for the miracles and the souls in Jesus' name. And we thank God for our leader, the vision, and the visionary. In your mighty name, when Dr. Johnson laid to bed, and Mother Johnson, we will continue to keep you in our prayers. God bless you, and thank you once again for the opportunity to serve. Back into your hands.
Thank you, Ambassador Aisha. Amen. God bless you so much. And then I know it's difficult for y'all to get used to change here, but she is now Ambassador Piper, and we have Ambassador Stern, and also Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges.
Amen.
She will become an ambassador in the future. Amen. God bless all of you. We want to thank God for all the titles and stuff, but I'm going to move into prayer. Amen. We want to get your prayer requests, and whatever you're asking God for. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask of him. If your son needs help, your daughter needs help, if you need help, this is not a gossip line. We're not trying to find out your business so we can talk about you. No, no, no. We just want to go to God specifically and ask him to heal you of whatever it means. Heal you of that diabetes. Amen. Dr. Lacey testifies about how God brought her off those machines that, dialysis. Amen. I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard of any cases where the doctor dismissed them from the dialysis machine. But she has a testimony that the doctor dismissed her from the dialysis. That you don't have to go there no more. That had to be a miracle.
Thank you, Jesus.
That had to be a miracle. Are you there?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. That had to be a miracle because people who go on those machines, if you miss one time, two times, you're in trouble. Real bad.
And
the doctor thinks it is a walking miracle.
Walking miracle. Walking miracle.
Amen. Can you take Dr. Lacey, can you take a couple of minutes and share with us what happened on that? Don't have a long time, but if you can share with a couple minutes what happened.
I'm going to make it short, spicy. Good morning to each of you, and I'm hoping and praying that you all had a wonderful time at the convention. Hated to miss, but just circumstantial came about. I tell you, in August, I went into a coma at the convocation, and the doctors didn't have but 10 minutes to try to save my life because all of my airways cut off. My tongue came out and lapped it under my chin, and they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. They said they was trying to put a tracheotomy in my neck, and they couldn't get it done because they didn't have enough time. So one of the sisters that were there, Mother Green, dropped some olive oil in my throat, and in my nose while they was trying to figure out what to do, and they said, oh, my God, grease coming out of her nose. The doctor said, where's it coming from? She said she couldn't say nothing but stand back in the corner and pray. Well, I tell you, God delivered me. I stayed in a coma for 10 days. After the 10 days, I came out and I got better, came home and went about my business. 27th of October, I went back in a coma again with a gallbladder problem. And after that, I was laid up till the 21st, from 27th of October till the 21st of November, flat on my back, couldn't walk. Couldn't talk, and when I came out of the coma that time, I was on dialysis. Ha! Oh, my God. The doctor said my kidneys was only operating like 3%. And I tell you, I was just laying there praying and praying, and you were praying for me. And God delivered me. I came on home, had surgery, was supposed to have surgery on the 3rd of January, couldn't have surgery on the 3rd of January because I had congested heart failure. And the doctor said they couldn't operate. But I tell you, God brought me through on this line. The 10th of February, I was operated on, removed my gallbladder, had to go to dialysis the next day. Can you see them drawing blood out of my shoulder bone? And I'm laid there with 5 cuts in my stomach. But God came into the dialysis room, and I tell you, I began to pray and just praise him. I tell you, pray and praise him. And Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty, all of you were praying along with me. And the doctor came in on the 1st of March and said, your birthday is approaching on the 17th. I said, yeah. He said, you've been praying so hard inside of this dialysis room. I got good news. Your cretinoid has gone down to 1.8. which it was 15, and your kidneys was not operating. But I want to tell you, kidneys is operating like a 20-year-old young woman. You got to be off of dialysis. You don't have to come back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I tell you, I had a Holy Ghost time up in that dialysis room where there were 21 chairs representing Oh, God, the 21 tribes of Israel. And I just prayed for everybody in there. God bless me. I'm off of Dallas. Came home and the devil got started. My house caught on fire, second and third floor. Now they're working on the first floor. I could not attend the convention, but I was praying with you. I'm a little quiet now because the Lord wants me to stay quiet until he do what he has to do. And I thank God for each of you. God bless you this morning. I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.
God bless you, Dr. Lacey. Oh, my God. We praise God for you, and what a testimony. Bless you. All right, let's go to our prayer request. Again, the prayer request, make it known, and we'll get prayer for you. Anyone? Need a prayer? Need prayer for anything? The line is open to you.
Yes, good morning. This is Evangelist Johnson, Bronx, New York. I'm requesting prayer for myself and finances, and I'm requesting prayer for my pastor, Superintendent Kemper, and the Indian, his intercessory prayer conference coming up.
All right. God bless you.
This is the prayer.
All right.
And requesting prayer for, pray for me that the soreness and the pain that I'm having while I'm healing, that would ease up and I go back to the doctor and they could check up and praying that everything is super okay. I know God is a miracle worker. He has worked the miracle already. And I also pray for my 92-year-old auntie. She said the Lord was taking her and giving her mind they want to go back out. Since she had failed and stayed in the house, she don't want to go back. No place, she don't want to go to church, she don't want to go to school. So they prayed that the Lord would give her mind they want to go back out. She's going to stay in the house all the time.
All right.
Mother Digby, Mother Digby, pray for my stomach. I had a stomach problem since about 1:30 this morning.
All right, Mom Digby.
This is Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I'm requesting prayer for my daughter. She has some afflictions in her body. Name is Lakeisha.
All right. Okay, anyone else?
This is Karen Brown. I have several unspoken requests.
Miss Karen.
Uh-huh.
All right, one spoken request.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes?
Good morning. I would like to request prayer for my mother, Missionary Frierson, and for my grandmother, Mother Dean. My grandmother, she's over 100, and she's in the hospital. She had to have blood transfusions, and she has pneumonia. And my mom, she's also sick.
She has pneumonia. Okay.
I also want to add to my prayer request this morning for Dr. Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Oh, my God. Just want to add them, Mary's Mission, and my son, William Lacey. I would like to add them to the prayer line. Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson, that y'all will, and Lady Betty, that y'all will get strength, because I know what it is, what you went through last week. And Sister Gina, oh, my God, Sister Gina, just every one of you, I'm not looking over any of you. I just can't call all of your names right now, but God bless you. I hope you had a wonderful time at the convention.
Oh, we did. It was awesome. Okay. Good morning.
I'd like to add Prophetess Stiff, her daughter, and her father on the prayer list this morning. And also a friend of Cindy Smith, John.
Okay.
Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Pray for traveling mercy. I'm going to Louisville today to see my daughter. So pray for me. And that the Lord would keep us in the road straight.
Okay.
And this is Leo. This is Ambassador Stern. I definitely want you all to keep me in prayer. I was at the airport almost all day yesterday. My flight was delayed, and they took us in so fast. I'm totally jet-lagged and sinus. I don't have sinuses. I got them today. I know you hear it in my throat and everything, so I need to recuperate. So please put me on the prayer line.
Amen. We certainly will. We certainly will. All right, anyone else before we pray today?
Sister, Dr. Bernard,
can you hear
me,
Pastor?
I can hear you. Both of you. I heard both of you.
Well, Sister Lucille, unspoken request.
Unspoken, okay. All right, Sister Shaw?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to add that as the prayer requests go before the throne of grace, that we all are just thanking God 1,000 times as the prayers are going up, that we're all just thanking God with you 1,000 times this morning, as you mentioned earlier, that we're just following your lead, just thanking you while these prayers are going forth. And if you can remember me, I need a house to the gate prayer today. I really need to hear from God concerning Sunday. I love you. Thank you.
You say you need a house, right?
I need a, I might be saying it backwards this morning. I just need a miracle concerning my church.
Okay. Oh, I see.
I need a word from God.
Okay. All right. God bless all of you. We've got quite a few prayer requests. I want, if you have, if you feel led of the Lord to pray this morning, I'm going to open the line to you, anybody. Who feels led to pray. I don't know if Mother Johnson's there or whoever feels led to pray. You can pray a general prayer, whatever. We've got the names. Amen. But we want you to know that the Lord loves you and that it's all right to pray. Anybody feel led to pray? The line is open to you. Anyone?
Father, I just want to... I'll just begin just asking for forgiveness, Lord, as we approach the throne of grace, Lord, as we look to you, God, as all the requests have been made before you, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have the list, that you know each one individually, each family that has been represented before First Fruit, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for representation, God. Thank you for your Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus, that is representing us, God, that is bringing the request before you, God. Lord, as you lift up each family, Lord Jesus, God, each unknown prayer request, each known prayer request, God, each secret prayer request, God. Lord, that you look upon each family, God. Lord Jesus, God, that you honor, Lord Jesus, God. Lord, that you touch each staff member, God. Touch each staff member that is represented for First Fruit, God. Thank you for their faithfulness, Lord Jesus, God. Thank you for their diligence, Lord Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, that we're learning how to thank you even the more, God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, for what you're empowering First Fruit to do, God, to stand boldly, Lord Jesus, God, and tell the world how much thanking you 1,000 times can do, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that finances and jobs and families being saved and all these will come, God, if we would just open up our mouths and continue to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, God. I thank you for grace and mercy, Lord Jesus, and steadfastness, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're unmovable, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, for all that you are, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, that you sit high, you look low, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for every prayer request, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. God, meet the need, God. Meet the need, Lord Jesus, God. Lord, we ask, Father, in your precious Son, Jesus, God. Amen.
Thank you. Anyone else? Right, Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to you for everything you've done. Forgive us for all of our sins, we pray. Look on Superintendent Kemper. Oh, God, your aid would be exceeding abundantly for him. Helping God, in Jesus' mighty name, look on the finances for Evangelist Johnson. In fact, I pray for finances for people on this prayer line, all over, everywhere. God, you know where every bit of the money is. You can supply every one of our needs. We're asking you to do so, blessed people, in an ultra-awesome way, we pray. Oh, bless Evangelist Johnson. Help her, Lord. Touch her. Lift her up. Encourage her heart in the name of Jesus. And strengthen her in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing from the surgery for Sister Peterson. We know that many times when they inflict any type of incision, that brings about pain. That's the way the body is made. God, you can heal in a hurry. You can cause the pain to dissipate. And you can let her have that healing from her surgery very quickly. And we're asking you to, in the name of Jesus. It is proper to ask in the name of Jesus. For the glory of God, even for Mother Digby, touch her stomach, Lord. Oh, God, whatever it is, let it pass. This too pass. In Jesus' name, let her be well, and let her have strength and power through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. And that body, even the stomach, is not the temple of the enemy of pain and affliction, but it's the temple of the Holy Ghost. We ask that the Holy Ghost let the body be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Johnson. Oh, God. And look on her daughter, Leticia, in Jesus' name. And let affliction in her body, and I command it in the name of Jesus, cease! Lisa, you spirit of infirmity, get out. In the name of Jesus, I command you to get out. Again, I ask it, shall it not be done? It is done. God bless Karen Brown. And all of her unspoken requests. Oh, God, thank you, because you already know all about it. Fix it. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Lord. And we believe in you for it. In Jesus' name. Granddaughter. My God. This fires. Amen. Touch. The grandmother, Mother Dean, oh, God. Oh, take that pneumonia out of her body and let her be healed. Oh, God, I believe in you for in Jesus' name. Look on Bria, Lord, touch her body. Heal her. If there be anything like pneumonia, take it out. Let her be healed. You are the healer. You are able, Lord. And we thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you. God, we're going to give you 1,000 thank yous this day for all these things that you're doing. Oh, God. Ambassador Pfeiffer, let your body, let her be strengthened again and again and again and again and again. Over and over again, bring strength to her. Bless Brother Pete, Lord. Help him. Give him the desires of his heart. Look on Ambassador Stern, God. Her body is so worn, stayed at the airport all those hours. Thank you, Lord, for being with her, blessing her. God, lift her up, raise her back up over and over and over and over and over, continuously over again. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, thank you for Mother and for Dr. Mary Lacey. God, for the praise report she gave. Protect her, Lord, help her. Bless Mary's mission. Bless her son, William, Major Lacey, in Jesus' name. And all that about Mary's mission, Lord. Bless everything. Touch and bless and heal her. Thank you for her steadfastness, oh God. Bless the Lord in her house. Let her house be renovated in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Let the insurance pay off. In Jesus' name. I pray. Now, thank you for Lady Betty, Lord. Touch her body, heal her completely. Oh, thank you for what you've done for her, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. The grown prophet is stiff. Oh, God, we felt her heart that she was not able to come to Like I mentioned, because her father was admitted to the hospital, we know all things are possible for you to heal her, Lord, and for you to heal her heart and heal, heal her daughter, Lord. Touch her daughter and lift her up, Lord, when the enemy comes in like a lift her up in the name of Jesus. Pray for Cindy Smith, Lord, that you would bless her in an ultra awesome way. Thank you for all the time she's helped this First Fruits and been such a blessing to First Fruits. Remember her, Lord, and remember her friend John. Help him in Jesus' name. God, we believe in you for miracles for that young lady and for all the rest of these young people. Bless them in Jesus' name. Mother Johnson in Minneapolis, give her traveling mercy. She goes to see her daughter in Louisville. God bless her daughter. Bless her bountifully. Mother Johnson, give your daughter our regards as we pray for her. Let her know we're praying for her. Bless her, Lord. And help her, Lord, bring it closer to you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Look on Sister Lucille, Lord. Amen. Such a faithful warrior. Faithful to Amazing Grace. Faithful to bless her pastor. So many times she's been a blessing. Bless her, Lord, with an unspoken request. Grant it in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the faithfulness of Sister Sharla Gray, Lord. You know her unspoken request. Lord, give her your heart's desires. Let, God, you never make negatives without giving positives. And when people have been through storms, you never allow them not to have, just to have only storms. You have to give bright sunshine somewhere. God, better reach that and have bright sunshines. She's been through the storms. She's been through the rains. God, now let her have a time of, Lord, the blessings everywhere. In the name of Jesus, you showed me that as we're going through the storm and the rain, just to get you a billion praises. Now a billion praises a day. Yeah, a billion praises a day. With 40 million here and 50 there, we just need a million people to help us. Thank you. God, you showed me just as though we go through the storms, there's another side that we'll have the blessings. Just as great as the storm was, the blessings shall be. And I want to thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for all the miracles. Bless Sister Charlotte's church. Help her, Lord. In all thy ways acknowledge you, Lord, and you shall direct her path. Direct her path in the name of Jesus. Give her sure direction. Don't let her be. Supply to every need in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray that you look on our mother, Mother Edmund Johnson. Touch her back.
Everything's gonna be alright. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for life.
Thank you, Jesus,
thank
for Dr. Jamison. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take
away. Take the empty.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Sign it off. The Lord bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless everyone.
God bless you.
God bless you, saints.